This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Do we have a crisis at the border? Earlier this month, the Biden administration acknowledged that it was a challenge, but downplayed that it was a crisis. The statement shows how politicians change the rules and criteria in order to fit their narrative. Alejandro Mayorkas serves as the Secretary of Homeland Security in the Biden administration. She rejected reporter questions about the crisis on the border by merely saying it was a challenge. But it was the same woman who, a few years ago, as Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, who, along with Vice President Joe Biden, referred to the border crisis when there were 1,000 attempted crossings a day. The Border Patrol reported that on one day recently, there were 6,000 border crossings in one day. When the Obama administration was in office 7 years ago, 1,000 border crossings in a day was a crisis. Today, in the Biden administration, 6,000 border crossings in a day isn't a crisis. Someone who believes it is a crisis is Democratic Member of Congress Henry Cuellar. He finally decided to send pictures of a border facility crowded with men, women, and children to the Houston Chronicle. As a Democrat, he says he supports the Biden administration, but felt he needed to do more and encouraged the administration to listen to people at the border. He is frustrated that the administration is listening to the immigration activists and advocates and needs to listen to the border communities. If we're to address the festering problem of immigration and border security, we must start by telling the truth. Denying a crisis when one exists is not a good first step. I applaud Representative Cuellar for calling attention to an issue ignored by this administration and often ignored by the media. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.